Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a WEEI special broadcast. It's day two of the 18th annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
Can you imagine how blessed I am to be here? This is my bucket list. I'm on the air with Dale Arnold.
Oh, that would do
That's
it.
That's your bucket list?
You've got to shoot higher than that.
Come on. You need a bigger bucket list. I'm just saying.
Help us strike out cancer by dialing 877-738-1234 or text K-CANCER to 20222 to make a $25 gift. Now, live from Fenway Park, here's Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith. We're broadcasting live from Fenway Park. It is the 18th annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation. As I've said on a number of occasions, it is our two-day labor of love, the absolute best 2 days of the year for all of us here as we try to help out the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and the representation of the professional teams in this town and the help that they lend is without question one of the highlights for me. And joining us on the line right now is part of the ownership group for the Boston Celtics, Steve Pagliuca. Steve, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Dale?
Well, I'm doing great, thank you. You know, it's funny because you got a World Series champion, a Super Bowl champion, a hockey team that went to the seventh game of the Stanley Cup Final, and you guys have dominated the off-season news cycle, it seems.
Been quite an off season. A lot of player movement. It's going to be an exciting year in the NBA. There's no really dominant team left now, so I think we're going to be in the mix with the cast characters we have.
Steve, do you like the new trend where essentially the top players just pick where they're going to go, and you could have the best GM, and maybe you do, but it really comes down to what players want to play together and where.
I think it would be a concerning trend if it gets out of control, but it's actually not too bad if you end up for the league with a couple of great players on each team. And the salary structure is such that it's really hard to have these days. There's an anomaly because of the television contract a few years ago, but now it's really hard to have three or four max contracts on a team at one time. So I think it'll be fine. And we're very fortunate to have Kemba Walker come in and Enes Kanter, along with our cast, I think we're really going to be competitive this year.
Larry Lucchino in the past has talked about chemistry versus biology. In other words, you got to have physical talent. You got to be able to play the game. That's the biology part. But the chemistry part is important. Do you think that chemistry was one of the areas of greatest need for your team last year?
Honestly, yes, I do. And it wasn't in any it kind of snuck up on us. We almost had too many great players. We had a great season before without our two superstars going to the Eastern Conference Final. And, we basically had players playing for contracts. We had nine players that probably could have started for any NBA team. And I think that caused an issue in terms of how the chemistry worked out.
Yeah, is there, that was one of the topics last year. I think it was Charles Barkley said it, and a lot of people laughed at him, but he said there's almost too many good players on the Celtics, and you feel like that may have been one of the issues. Guys just had a hard time settling into their roles.
Yeah, I think it was harder than expected, for guys who were starting in the Eastern Conference Finals to then, come off the bench, and one thing led to another. And, Coach did a good job, had him play great in stretches, but we never got that kind of consistency, and people, were concerned about their roles. So I think the good news is this year it looks like we have a very, positive team-oriented group, and we've learned a lot from last year, and everybody's gotten better in the organization. So I think we're going to have a very exciting year.
You mentioned Kemba Walker, and I think that name alone has gotten a lot of local Celtics fans very excited.
Yeah, Kemba's a legend around from UConn. They won a national championship. I spent time with him. He's a wonderful individual, extremely team-oriented, very self-effacing. He's leading the national team right now. Did fantastically in the game against Spain. So we have four Celtics playing together on that team, which is going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun to watch. But you notice, Steve, there was a lot of players that decided to not play in this tournament. Star after star seemed to say, you know what, I'm going to focus on the upcoming season. Do you look at this as a positive, though, having four guys maybe getting an early chance to work together? Or, like some of these other guys, you say, well, there's always a fear of injury. There's always a little bit of a concern that they put themselves out there.
I believe it's a real positive. You know, you can get injured in practice. We have guys get injured in practice all the time. And in today's world, the players are practicing almost every day, you know, year-round. And you can sprain ankles, all those kinds of things. So I think it's a real positive because our guys will get some chance to play together, learn each other's games. Kemba gets to play with three of our key players, you know, Marcus Smart. And he'll be back soon from his ankle injury. But I think it's a real positive for the Celtics to have those guys. And I love the fact that they all want to represent their country and play basketball at this time.
The Bruins certainly got the benefits of their new practice arena, Warrior Arena, right next door to the new Auerbach Center. Are you finding that you've got guys who want to be around, they want to be together, they want to be at the facility more because you've built the Taj Mahal of practice facilities?
Absolutely. Sometimes I tell my wife I just want to put a cot in the office and just stay there because they've got a great dining facility. And the players even have a barber shop in there. If you get too stressed out, there's a sound deprivation room, you know, where you sit in a tank in silence. All the state-of-the-art training equipment, medical equipment, two gyms, weight rooms, anything that they need. So there's a ping pong table. They play a lot of ping pong tournaments. So it's been fantastic to develop that camaraderie and have just a great place to hang out. The families come in. The families are always welcome, and they hang out in the family room. So, yeah, it's been a real, real positive for us. And Wick and Rich Gotham did a fantastic job designing that facility.
Do you love Taco Fall as much as everybody else? I feel like he's going to be an absolute fan favorite this year.
He's amazing. I just was up at we take 50 kids, they're foster kids, and kids from the MSPCC to Canobie Lake Park. And Taco was one of the three volunteers, Carson Edwards, and Taco came, and Grant Williams came. And, you know, Taco is just a force of nature. What's incredible about him is he's wonderful with kids. Adam Silver actually told me that he'd spent time with him in Senegal, really, really applauded us for signing him because he was working with all the young players in Africa, and he's just a great learner, a gentleman, smart guy. And so I think everybody's rooting for him, and he's kind of a force of nature. I mean, he's a very well-proportioned person at 7'6". And smart and kind, and so looking forward to seeing him compete out there.
Could he ride any of the rides at Canopy Lake? I feel like him on the Yankee Cannonball wouldn't really work out.
Well, I went with him with a bunch of kids on the that log flume ride, and the crazy thing was the little bar that they put down for safety, it could only go over one of his legs, so he had to keep one of his legs over it.
Well, so I mentioned...
I hung on to one of his legs because he's very important
smart
to the team.
Yeah.
it's fine if the owner is hurt, but we can't have the players get hurt.
Steve, I mentioned that the Celtics have always been a big part of the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Wick joined the proceedings yesterday. We're very happy that you were able to join us here today as well.
It's great to be here, and I think it's going to be really fun to have Brad on there at 2:30 with the coaches, so I'm looking forward to hearing that. You guys do a wonderful job. Now, I think you know that, Dale, my niece had battled cancer since 10 years old for the last 9 years, and she's a great product of the Jimmy Fund and all the technology that's been developed to fight these cancers. She had osteosarcoma, which was previously kind of undefeated, and she's actually had some breakthrough immunotherapy technology and is now going to be a rising sophomore at UMass when 5 or 6 years ago, the prognosis was very poor. But all the great things that Jimmy Fund has done, Dana-Farber, and the fight against cancer. So I applaud you guys. This is always a fun, probably the most fun 2 days of radio in the entire year.
And I know you guys have always been very generous in helping us here as well.
Absolutely. And, we're back at it again with the Shamrock Foundation donations, and Coach Steve will talk about that at 2:30 as well. But what I want to know is where is that bus that Clark stole? I heard the radio this morning. He stole the bus from the MBTA, and he reported that to the governor this morning on the air.
Yeah, I don't know where it went. I mean, I'm looking outside.
Disappeared.
I don't think it's here, but Steve, thank you very much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Steve.
That is Steve Pagliuca, one of the Celtics owners. We're happy to be joined here in studio now by Dr. Lori Glimcher, the president and CEO of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. I saw you on the game telecast, I think, last night as well. You've been everywhere here lately the last couple of days.
Well, hi, Dale. Hi, Rich. Happy to be here. This is such an important event for Dana-Farber. I can't begin to express how much it means to us that the Red Sox Foundation hosts this event. Just many thanks to Becca Salwasser and her team, to the Red Sox. We've had a 66-year partnership with them. And, of course, Brock Holt is our Jimmy Fund captain, and he's been just extraordinary to the kids in the Jimmy Fund Clinic. He really has changed how they feel, and he's made friends with several of them. It's really heartwarming.
Was that a surprise to you, you know, going back to maybe your first experience with it, seeing the professional athletes, the Red Sox, Bruins, Celtics, Patriots, whoever it is, come in there and form those strong relationships?
I think it is truly incredible. It is what I would call awe-inspiring. It just warms my heart. It means so much to those kids who are facing difficult diagnoses, which they don't always fully understand, and to their parents as well. I think Brock and the others interact with the whole family.
In the 18 years we've been doing this, and I've been fortunate enough to be a part of all 18 of them, I've always said that if I could just bring everybody who's listening to us to the clinic, if they could come see what we see and visit with the kids that we visit with and see the nurses and see the doctors, we could end this thing. We'd stop doing these things because we would be able to get so much money if we could just haul everybody along with us. Physically, that's not possible, but I wish people could see what's going on up there.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Dale. And we depend so much on the funds that are raised here because this is an amazing time for cancer research. We have made huge strides in the last decade, two decades, and we're at an inflection point where we can take it a log higher. We do very well with some cancers, but we still can't treat all cancers. But I'm very optimistic that in the next decade we will figure out how to manage some cancers and cure some others, but it takes a lot of money. Research is really expensive, and having this kind of funding means the world to us.
Now, you began as a researcher, correct?
Yes.
Are you still able to get into the laboratory? Do you have the time to do that?
I do. I do have a small laboratory. It's just about 5% of my time because I've got a lot of other responsibilities.
Yeah.
But it keeps me excited. We're working now on blood malignancies and have identified a new potential target for therapies against leukemia and myelodysplasia syndromes.
What's the biggest part of your job, day in and day out?
Biggest part of my job is interacting with everybody at Dana-Farber because, you know, when a patient comes in, they're really surrounded by a team of caregivers. From the time they get out of their car and the parking attendants help them get to the front door of Dana-Farber, where they're greeted by the security guards, and then they are escorted to where they're going to be seen by the doctor, but there's a nurse there, a physician's assistant, there's volunteers, our wonderful volunteers, social services, and that they're surrounded by a family, by a team. I had one woman who was a patient come up to me at a reception and say, "Dr. Glimcher, I've just been told that my breast cancer has been cured and I don't need to come back anymore to Dana-Farber. Would it be okay if I just stopped by a couple times because I got so attached to the team that was taking care of me?" That is what gets me.
I assume
morning.
You're okay with her coming by.
And sure. Lisa, absolutely. And this is what, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I'm so inspired to come into work.
And you can speak to this as well as anybody. Right now, we're at over $1.5 million. The people who are picking up the phone or the people who are texting in, where does that money go?
That money goes to research. It goes to our brilliant researchers who are making new discoveries that are going to change the face of cancer. It goes to immunotherapy research, which awakening our own immune systems to fight those tumor cells. It goes to precision medicine, figuring out what genetic mutations an individual has, because we sequence the tumors of everybody that comes to Dana-Farber, and in the hope that we have a drug that will target that genetic mutation and disable the cancer. And it goes to our research on early detection of cancer, because the earlier you can catch cancer, the better chance you have of curing it.
Immunotherapy was a word I hadn't even heard until just the last few years here doing this. Is that the next horizon? Is there something even beyond immunotherapy?
There's always something beyond anything, but we haven't even plumbed the resources of immunotherapy yet. There are four immunotherapy drugs that are now being marketed. We need more, because we still can only treat about 30% of patients with immunotherapy effectively. So we're coming up. At Dana-Farber, we have new targets against which drugs are being developed that hopefully are going to bring that 30% to 100% over the next few years.
What can you tell us about the sort of the balance between research and treatment? Like you said, the money is going into the research, but then also for the here and now, you know, when somebody walks through the door, yes, what you could do 2 years from now, that's great. But for them right now, they're worried about what their specific treatment is going to be.
You know, one of the things that has impressed me the most about Dana-Farber, which I really wasn't aware of before I joined this institution, was the quality of care that is delivered there. It is truly amazing. I get hundreds of letters or emails from patients or their family members saying, you know, it was a difficult time. Even when their loved one has not survived, they say, you know, but you made all the difference. Dana-Farber made all the difference. The nurses, the doctors just surrounded my husband or my brother or whoever with the most exceptional care and compassion.
Who's your favorite Red Sox player?
You know, I got to say Brock Holt.
Yeah, it's got to. Had a feeling that was where you were going.
Look, I love them all.
Yeah.
But Brock Holt has been so amazing with our kids. And I so sincerely. So
he and Lakin both. And his wife is there with him lot of the occasions.
Yep, absolutely. And just hearing the stories from the kids who he has bonded with, really bonded and partnered with, is something that makes me feel humble.
That spring training visit seems like such a unbelievable experience for those kids to get down there late February, early March, whatever it is, and to go down to Florida and get on the field and see the players. That's something they'll never forget.
Oh, they just love that. And last season, of course, they were on the duck boat.
You're right.
And that was a big thrill for them.
We visited with a young man yesterday who's going to make his first World Series trip next spring. He's already talking about being able to make his first World Series trip next spring.
From his lips to God's ears.
Yeah, that's exactly. Right. That's right.
Dr. Glimcher, thank you so much for being a part of this whole thing. Thanks for letting us hang around for a couple of days as well. We really appreciate it.
Well, we're very grateful to you, Dale, and you, Rich. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Dr. Lori Glimcher joining us. She is the president and CEO of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. We continue on here, but you guys have got to make those phones ring. We're at $1,696,874 on the Arbella tote board. But please, please, please call and make your gift. 877-738-1234 is the telephone number. Or you can text the letter K, cancer, K-Cancer, to 20222 to donate $25. Every single dime, every single dollar matters. Whatever you can gift, we are grateful to accept it. And we hope you'll make those phone lines light up out there. We're broadcasting live from Fenway Park. This is the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fighting for those that inspire.
My doctors are the warriors, or the people doing research to try and cure this disease in the lab every day, you know, looking for just an answer or a way to combat this incredibly tricky and nuanced disease that is just constantly feeling like it's one step ahead of us, right?
Dial 877-738-1234 to make a gift. Now back to Dale and Keefe on the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
Rich, I'm happy to say that the Herbst family from Bristol, Rhode Island, are matching all gifts this hour up until 12 o'clock, and that's up to $20,000 in honor of their close friend Mike Canale. Call 877-738-1234 or go to jimmyfund.org now to double your impact in the fight against cancer, and our sincere thanks to the Herbst family in honoring their close friend Mike Canale. Joining us right now at our set is Felix Reyes. Hello, Felix. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
You all right? Because you seemed a little excited about being on the radio and TV today.
Well, nervous, but excited. Why? Yeah. I don't know. This is new to me. This is my first time.
So you don't have to be nervous at all. Let's talk about, you had Hodgkin's lymphoma back in March of 2013. You were in remission from July of 2013 until this last April.
Yes.
And then they told you what?
sorry, I'm still like nervous. So they did tell me that we relapsed. This time I feel like we were more aware and prepared, because like I just noticed that my body was absolutely like feeling horrible. I was very much into basketball, so like I noticed that like basketball is having a hard time playing. I really was not able to do much exercise or any physical activity without like absolutely feeling horrible and wanting to puke. And my appetite was decreasing a whole ton. And then one day, I couldn't even do laundry. So I'm like, hey, Mom, let's go to the hospital. We got to check this out. And they kind of told me that I relapsed.
You know, this is the second day in a row, Dale, where someone has told us, playing basketball, they realized they weren't as good. And then they had to go.
Not that I wasn't as good.
But just the energy wasn't there.
Yeah, like I would, like, after, like, 5-10 minutes, I would be wanting to feel like puking and getting super nauseous. Which like was not me at all. Like I'd go on for hours on end playing.
What is the treatment like now for you?
Well, although I was doing chemotherapy, so I was going to the Jimmy Fund, mm-hmm. to the infusion rooms. Now the Friday that just passed, right? Yeah.
Last day of chemo.
I had my last day of chemo.
Nice.
Good. Good.
And then so I was doing chemotherapy, and now, well, after I do scans this Friday to like re-see how it's going, I'm going to be doing a few weeks of radiation.
And your mom is here, Jamarilyn.
Yes.
How has this impacted the whole family?
It wasn't as bad as the first time. First time we didn't know anything. We didn't have that much information. And this time I think now that he's older and understands more, mm-hmm. It was something about what are we going to do? Let's get this going. And actually, we're stronger and better. The first time he was younger, he didn't understand. We were scared. But now that he's older, he matured a lot. He showed me how to
grow
be stronger.
Up quick,
yeah,
right?
He grew up quickly, yeah. And he actually motivated me more. So he's manlier now.
Well, he's a big.
He is.
Yeah, he had
15-year-old now.
If you guys would have seen him when we first got, the second time he got diagnosed, he had a baby face. No hair.
Mm-hmm. Now he's got a beard
like,
now.
He had a beard now.
Like 15. I didn't see the birth certificate. No way.
Yeah, he's stronger than ever. He's my motivation.
Felix, you've been around the Dana-Farber. You've been around the Jimmy Fund Clinic in the past. And I read where it's almost like a home away from home for you guys.
Yes. I love the nurse. Like, although, like, going through the process itself, like, you know, like, it's kind of, like, obviously you're not going to miss going through the process itself. What I am going to miss is, like, the entire staff team. Like, they're all just amazing. The nurses, the people at the front desk, just everybody's so kind and caring. Mm-hmm. Like, not even just a situation, just I feel like in the world we need more people like them, you know?
I agree.
And we met a couple of months ago,
yes.
when we were at the clinic, and yeah. that was one of my takeaways, Dale, was he had a smile on his face the whole time. You know, you would think if you're going there to get treatment, you might not be happy, but how important do you think it is to have that positive attitude, you know,
you
to go in there?
To. Yeah. You have to. Like, basically, we karaoke most of the time.
What's the go-to song?
anything that's playing on the radio.
Yeah. Just whatever it
anything.
Is.
Anything. And if we didn't know the lyrics,
make them up.
And it's better that way because you don't know what people are going through next to you.
Right.
And so basically we would go into different stalls. Instead of staying in our section, we would go to other people's section and like just
make friends.
Karaoke Network. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. It's so much fun. I'm going to really, really miss it.
Does your little brother understand completely what's going on in here?
He's shaking his head. No, not entirely.
No.
That's a no.
But he's holding off. He's not bored over there because they have a lot of video games over there. Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of stuff to do over there. Oh, now his head's nodding.
Here he goes. Felix, you play video games too, right?
Yes.
What games are you playing?
Pokemon, Minecraft, a bit of Call of Duty. 2K.
Love it.
He's your guy.
This is great. I think you were wearing a Batman shirt when I met him, I think, or something like that, right? Yes. I think he was. I'm like, this
Superman.
Is my guy.
No, it was Superman.
Oh, was it Superman? Superman. Like, this is my guy right here. Fantastic.
So as you go forward, and you said you've had your last chemo session, you're going to get your numbers run.
Mm-hmm.
Then what's the procedure going forward? Is it a monthly check every couple of months? How does it work?
I'm pretty sure we're going to start off
every 3 months.
So I'm pretty sure it's every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they just check you up, make sure things are going good. And
oh, yeah. All the way. We always said it. We're gonna beat this and we're going to continue on.
And then going into your sophomore year at Methuen, is that right?
Yes.
Methuen High.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yes. I am glad to finally go back to I did miss like almost 2 months near the ending of the year, but like I was able to go back at mm-hmm. times, but like I'm happy to like finally be able to like actually like go back and like stay back without having to miss like so many days.
What do you want to do when, well, your mom says you're so much more mature now and so much more grown up, but when you're done school, what's life gonna hold for you?
Well, I plan on going obviously, you know, things change, but my main goal is to make it into MIT for computer engineering. That's kind of been my plans for quite some time now.
has this guy surprised you throughout this whole process at all?
He's been that way since he was young. Well, he started with the word engineer as the Thomas the Tank Engine, and then it progressed to computer engineer.
Yep.
And I told him the sky's the limit. Whatever you want,
absolutely,
we're gonna get it. So yeah, that's list. It started off with Thomas.
That's great.
It's true.
Cracked him up too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see you're doing so well, and you look great.
Thank you. I assume you
feel pretty good too right now.
Yes.
And that's thanks to the doctors and the nurses and all the caregivers there, because we've had a chance to visit on a number of occasions. They are remarkable people over there, aren't they?
Yes, they are
our family.
Amazing.
They are.
They are our family.
By the way, I know you said you're going to miss everybody. I'm going to tell you right now, people go back and visit all forever.
We plan on visiting.
Actually, we do.
Oh,
we
good.
Always, actually, we had a nurse. We didn't know how to pronounce her name from the last previous time. And I was like, all I know, she has a Texas accent. And they always found her.
Did they really?
And it's funny that Felix is actually, I'm going to do a little diary book for him with pictures from the beginning to the end. And I made sure that nurse, which she's still there, was specifically there. I'm like, she has been there through it all. And I'm like, I found her. We took pictures. But they are a family.
Well, it's great to visit with you guys. And I'm glad to see you're doing so
you.
Well. Thank you very much for coming in here.
Thank you.
Good to see you guys. Thanks very much. Again, we continue to ask, but we hope you'll continue to make those phones ring at 877-738-1234, 877-738-1234. Light up the Arbella tote board. We're going to talk to a former Yankee coming up in just a few minutes.
I'm looking forward to talking
Alex
to
Alex Rodriguez is going to be with us in a few
I'm
minutes.
I'm looking forward to that. Dale, I have a lot of people to thank.
Okay.
First of all, everybody who has donated so far, thank you. But specifically, John Power with his $1,000 donation.
Thank you.
Thomas Burdett from the Casey Foundation gave $2,000 in support of William Holbrook. We have Frank and Ann Goldstein of Andover, Mass., $5,000. John Duquette from the Commonwealth Electrical Technologies, Inc., $2,500. So thank you very much to all of you.
Thank you to all of you, and continue to make those phone lines light up. We're broadcasting live from Fenway Park. This is the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Please help us strike out cancer.
Hi, my name is Maddie. Please help me and others fighting cancer as we raise money for the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. Call 877-738-1234. Every dollar counts.
Now back to Dale and Keith and the 18th annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
Once again, I want to remind you guys that the Herbst family from Bristol, Rhode Island are matching all gifts this hour up to $20,000 in honor of their close friend Mike Canale. Call 877-738-1234 or go to jimmyfund.org now to obviously double your impact in the fight against cancer, and our thanks to the Herbst family. So whatever you are able to gift, well, they're going to double it for you, and we appreciate it. Joining us right now is Tim O'Keefe from Stoneham and also Dr. Elizabeth Bookbinder. Tim, I'm going to tell you this. I've been doing all 18 of these. I can probably think of 30 cases where people have said to me, I found out that there was something wrong because my wife bugged me about it.
Yes.
And that happened for you, too.
That certainly happened for me. I mean, this my journey starts about 11 years ago. And I had a mole on my left ear that I was not concerned about at all. But my wife, Gina, who was my girlfriend at the time, kept urging me to get it checked out. And eventually I did, mainly just to appease her. And it turned out to be melanoma. And
turned out she knew what she was doing.
She knew what she was doing. And I eventually had it removed. And, you know, they told me that, you know, there's a very low likelihood that it could ever come back, that I'd ever hear from this again. And, you know, that was my initial diagnosis. I kind of have, the unfortunate opportunity to have two diagnoses, basically. 8 years then went by. And I then was sitting at work one day and felt the back of my neck and felt a lump on the back of my neck, and my stomach kind of dropped, and you know, I knew right away what it was. And I then went in to get it checked, and my wife had just found out a few days before that she was pregnant with our second child. And you know, I didn't want to overly stress her in any way. So I kind of kept it to myself, but I actually got a call confirming that it was the melanoma that had returned on the day we were going in for her ultrasound. And I think we were in the ultrasound, and I had looked, looking at Noella, and my wife turned to me and said, you know, are you ready to be a daddy again? And it all came. It broke down at that moment, and it kind of all came out at that point.
And Dr. Bookbinder, it hasn't exactly been an easy treatment for him either. Talk about all the different things that he's gone through.
Quite a range of different treatments. So melanoma these days, actually, luckily, years ago it wasn't the case, but now we have a lot more options in terms of treatment than we ever did, which is amazing, thanks to amazing research that's happened. So one area that's amazing is immunotherapy, so using the immune system to fight the cancer, which Tim had, and then also now targeted therapies, which actually go in and target very specific genetic changes within the cancer itself and can work really well to treat cancers as long as one of those mutations is present. So he's been through the gamut in terms of different treatments, and luckily is doing well.
And I would think, just based on initial experience, that your hands are full most days.
They're a bit full, but I mean, these guys, these two here, are what you know, what give you the strength to do it every day. I mean, my goal is to be here for them, and you know, I'm not going to lie, there's still good days and bad days, and sometimes on the bad days, he may come in and say, Dad, let's go outside and shoot some hoops, and I'll be right there behind him, because they kind of give you that energy and strength.
And how much do they even know? How much can you even really explain to them? Obviously very young, they know something's not right, or what do they know?
He definitely knows. I mean, I think Noella, you know, picks up on things too. And
sure.
I think what they see is, you know, surgeries or, dad taking medication every day and what's that for? I don't, you know, they certainly don't know the scope of it, but they definitely pick up on the little things.
Dr. Bookbinder, we talk all the time as people donate and as they make gifts, we talk about the importance and the research and moving forward. I mean, you're worrying about Tim now and his treatment now, but you're also worrying about what you do for people who follow Tim.
Right. And the amazing thing is how much we have advanced, but there's still such a need. There's still so many people where these treatments don't work or work for a time. And so there's still so many next steps we need, new treatments. And then the other thing we're really putting a lot of energy into is treating this even earlier. So for a patient like Tim, where it came 6 years later, making it so it never came back. If you have a high-risk melanoma, doing treatment earlier on so that patients don't have to go through a lot of what he's gone through.
And melanoma normally for older people, right? Isn't it the average age older?
So
or no?
Melanoma is a really tough one. We have a range of patients, and it's a cancer that even can hit kids. It's a really tough one in terms of there is no... Often it does happen in older people, but we also have a lot of young patients as well.
Well, it's great to visit with all you guys. Yeah. As I said, you got your hands full most days, I can tell. But it's great to see you. And by the way, listen to Gina, okay? When she talks, you listen. It's been my experience. It works out better that way for everybody.
Good to see you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Tim O'Keefe joining us. Also, Dr. Elizabeth Bookbinder. We're happy to have all of them join us along with their children here as we continue on. I'm going to help or hope that you guys can help us give hope to patients by joining Dana-Farber's President's Circle, a gift of $1,500 or more. Rich talked about some of those gifts. Help us reach our goal of recruiting 25 donors of $1,500 or more. Please call 877-738-1234, or you can go online to jimmyfund.org and give to help us strike out cancer.
Do you want to hear me butcher a few names here? Brian and Bobby Benedoce donated $5,000. Wow. For $5,000, I should get your name right, but I apologize. In memory of their mother, Barbara McCabe, Justin Exeter donated $5,000, and George Eroldi of South Hadley, Mass. Donated $1,000. So a special thank you to all of them as we approach $1.7 million and counting.
A few minutes ago, we played one of our rejoiners, and it was Derek Jeter asking people to help support the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And I said, for today, this Red Sox fan can't say anything bad about Derek Jeter. For today, this Red Sox fan can't say anything bad about Alex Rodriguez, who joins us on the line right now. A-Rod, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much for having me, and thank you for all your good work.
Thank you very much for joining us. When you were a player in the major leagues, did you know right off the bat that there was a Jimmy Fund in Boston and the Red Sox were connected to it?
100%. I mean, one thing that is synonymous with the Red Sox is how much they give back. And Jimmy Fund is like the first thing that you hear that is synonymous with the brand. How much the people in New England and all around the world collaborate for this great cause. So I know that George Steinbrenner was a big supporter, and the way that front office runs their business and their philanthropy is really the gold standard.
Alex, you were very nearly a member of the Red Sox, and have you ever allowed yourself the what if game? If you had joined the Red Sox back in the early 2000s, what your career may have been like?
Oh my God, yes. I thought about it a lot, and it was such an exciting time for me, and I knew how great the Red Sox were going to be. I mean, could I forecasted four championships? Probably not, but I knew there was at least a couple of in there. And I thought that because after spending a lot of time with John Henry down here in Florida, both in Miami, in my home, and his home in Boca, I knew that this was someone who had incredible passion and knowledge and knew how to put a winning team around him. I mean, on the field and in the front office. And after talking to Steele and Jed Hoyer, and now they have Sam Kennedy. I mean, he just surrounds himself with incredible people. And I just thought that the combination between John Henry, who is, a hedge fund bond wizard, Tom Werner, who's the king of Hollywood and putting great shows together, and then a lawyer like Larry Lucchino, I just thought they were a triple threat. And then they have Theo, I said, this was a place that I can win and win for a long time. And, of course, when it all came down and it collapsed really quickly after the union did not allow me to give back tens of millions of dollars because it would set the wrong precedent for the other 749 players, I was completely bummed it collapsed, and it was so depressing, never knowing that the Yankees was even an option at that point. And, of course, a few weeks later, I sit next to Brian Cashman in New York collecting my MVP award, and at night, a couple cocktails later, I'm playing, you know, basically third base. And 2 weeks later, we have a press conference in New York.
You bring up an interesting point, because I always wonder about the pressure on the part of the Players Association. For instance, Mookie Betts is going to be one of the next big free agents in Major League Baseball. Will pressure be put on him to maximize his contract value?
I don't know specifically if it's coming from the union, but I think overall there's just ginormous pressure coming from everywhere, because here you are, this is the one time in your life that you want to have the best year of your life, because this is going to set you up for the rest of your life. So the pressure is coming from internal, it's coming from your family, it's coming from the union, it's coming from peer pressure. And look, players are competitive, and they want to make a big splash, and they also want to be taken care of for the rest of their lives. I really love what Xander Bogaerts did. Is he took the bull by the horn. He said, I love Boston. I love being a champion here. I'm one of the best shortstops on the planet, and I'm going to make this happen. And he walked up to the front office and said, I want to be a Red Sox. I think more players should listen to themselves and their gut and make things happen and not just depend on advisors or agents.
Now, you of all people would be able to appreciate the play of both Xander Bogaerts, who you mentioned, but also Rafael Devers, two positions that you played, both young guys in this league having monster years. Bogaerts, maybe not as surprising, I think, to a lot of Red Sox fans, but the year that Devers is having is really, taking a lot of people back.
It's really unbelievable what Devers has been able to do. I mean, I've never seen a player grow so much in one offseason. I mean, he was good last year. He is great. He's phenomenal this year. And his attitude and coming into spring training, he showed up with a chip on his shoulder. And he is really one of the best players in the game right now. And it's fun to watch.
Alex, we understand, first of all, we appreciate the fact that you lend your support and lend your voice to this, but we also understand that you made a donation to this as well, so we really appreciate it, and thank you for taking the time to join us.
Of course, thank you, and thank you for being so kind to a Yankee.
Now, today's the day we can't say anything bad about Yankees who are helping us out here, so thank you.
Yes, lucky me. Okay, take care, guys.
Thanks, Alex. That is Alex Rodriguez, part of the Sunday Night Baseball crew on ESPN, who is joining us. And we're happy to be joined right now by the state treasurer for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and receiver general. I don't know what that means.
Well, if I did, I would let you know, too. I'm assuming it's from the old days when I would stand at, well, me or me equivalent, yeah, would stand at the window and collect the cash.
I like the title. I just don't know what it means. Deb Goldberg is joining us. It's good to see you again.
It's great to see you, too. Now, I see you still haven't changed your names after I suggested that.
She did last year. I love Deb, because Deb came in here and said, why isn't it Keith and Dale? Just a question. I think it's a fair question.
No, it's a bad question.
No changes yet.
But only the receiver general gets to ask that question.
That's right.
It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you too.
We know that the Commonwealth has always helped support this very worthwhile cause.
Absolutely. We do everything that we can. The Jimmy Fund is such a critical organization, fighting cancer, helping kids. Its partnership with the Red Sox goes, for me, is just goes right to the heart of who I am as a human being. And I'm here with Mark Bracken, who runs our unclaimed property division. And we love being able to receive and scoop up all the cash to bring over to you here today.
That people don't claim.
Right. Just unclaimed. Just out there. But hey, this is a better cause. Whatever they were going to do with it, they'll probably not.
We'll do more with it
as what we're doing with it here.
Well, we work very hard to get people back their money. In fact, there were a bunch of you here today, Dale.
I had someone
two $5.18 I have for you here
today.
You know
what? Included in the check.
I was just going to say.
You want to roll that over?
Well, I brought your claim form with me.
How about that?
And
that's pretty good.
But, you know, I know Greg isn't here this morning.
How much does he have?
$77.25.
Put it in. I'll speak for him. Put it in.
Put it in there.
And Danielle, $169.44.
She might want that.
She might retire.
She wins today.
She might want that, yeah.
And Lou has $74 and Christian $26.95.
No,
I am
Rich
sure
Keith?
All of them.
No, I pick up every penny, Dale. Trust me.
He knows what he's doing. He goes online and he gets it done.
That's right.
Because, and we encourage people who are listening today to go online at Find Mass Money and look, because I have to tell you something. I become the most popular person in the state when our new lists come out. I literally read through them and call my friends and say, do you know you have money? I actually found a family friend of mine who had over $20,000.
Whoa, what?
I was their best friend.
Wow. Did you get a cut
year.
Of that?
No, I
well,
do not do that.
I think
that.
You should. Well, find your
no.
sleep.
Well, we should tell you that because as hard as you try, not everybody has claimed the money that is due to them, and you very nicely take the part that doesn't get claimed and it goes to the Jimmy Fund.
Well, actually, this is money that is owed the Jimmy Fund that gets lost out there in the ether, and we go and search for it all and we bring it back to you. And do you know, though, that the Unclaimed Property Division since 2006 has brought to the that goes to an important cause fighting terrible disease that has impacted probably every family in our state.
And I know you have another staggering amount of money to donate this year as well.
We do. Right down to the pennies, I'm going to tell you.
Good.
What it
okay.
is.
Good.
$362,132.27.
Does that include my $2.18?
Yeah, throw that in.
No.
We have a new total.
Somebody please add to the total
yes,
$2.18.
That's incredible.
It's unbelievable.
I thought you were going to go for the 99-cent coffee. Buy me a cup, too.
Ooh, absolutely.
And cover the tax.
We'll do that. I'm happy to do it. Guys, thank you so much. And Deb, thank you for your continued support here. It's a staggering amount of money, and believe me, it'll go to a great cause.
So, you know, today I'm heading out to Springfield and then rushing right back for the game tonight.
Good.
I don't, third Good. Generation season ticket. Holder.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy the tilt tonight.
Yes. And
I'm sure the weather will hold off. It'll be great.
Be yeah. I hope
Should
so.
Deborah, thank you.
Thank
guys, thank you very
Good
much.
Good to see you guys.
That is an incredible amount of money. And we continue on. We're broadcasting live from Fenway Park. This is the WEEIS and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.